Let's go to the movies. I wanted to review the documentary Going Clear, Scientology and the Prison of Belief. And I'll tell you why, but first I want to read a note I got from a subscriber today. Just wanted to let you know, on your website you have a link to the YouTube movie The Prison of Belief, which is a commentary on Scientology. Just to let you know, I've been a Scientologist for 4 years. It has been very valuable to me in too many ways to mention, from business to personal enlightenment. I believe the movie to be fraudulent about watching it, after watching it, and I do not think it accurately represents the Scientology religion as I've personally experienced this for a long time. It always puzzles me when I see something like this and don't know who recommended putting it up and why it is there. Does this movie represent your viewpoint on the subject? If so, I would like to give you some real information that may change your outlook. If it is not your viewpoint, then somebody else on your staff or others must have recommended it. Before allowing something like this to represent one's viewpoint, I always encourage people to study a subject themselves rather than take information from sources, which I've noticed do not ever really talk about the substance or subject matter of Scientology, but only criticisms about it. Too bad. There's so much good information to be learned here. I would hate to turn somebody off to on it based on false information, which I can tell you from my experience that is. Other than that, I love your site and very much appreciate your financial viewpoint. I hope you're doing well and get back to me on this. Okay, so the movie is a documentary about Scientology. One of the reasons I felt comfortable posting it is you have some very senior executives from Scientology who left in the 2004-2005 period. So you're not talking about just any old members. Obviously, with any group like that, there are good experiences and bad experiences. So I wanted to make sure I read you the note from the subscriber, because I have met one of the people who first got me looking at Scientology was a person who had a similar sort of long-term experience in Scientology, was very thoughtful and very supportive. So so I've sort of experienced people who have very positive experience over many decades, and people who've had very negative experiences. So like any religion, it seems to be a wide tent. Here's why I wanted to bring it up. One of the first contact I ever had with anybody over Scientology, or personal contact, was a gentleman started emailing me and tried to get me interested in the audit process. The Scientologists have an audit process where you go through your entire history, including past life memories, and simply disgorge and sort of clear everything. And the idea is sort of clearing everything back all the way to the beginning. They also have a educational process where you learn a lot about what I would describe as the real deal. And from what little I know of it, there's an extraordinary amount of information, and from what I've seen, some very good information about what's really going on, not to say that I agree with everything I've seen or heard. Anyway, so this guy was very thoughtful and tried to interest me in the audit process, and then somebody else showed up and tried to interest me in the audit process. And so a lot of effort was made to try and intrigue me and get me involved in the audit process, and I never really thought about it until I watched two things happened. Prior to this effort to interest me in the audit process, I had published some six cassettes on 90 minutes each on my chronological recollections of working in the Bush administration and everything but sort of the diciest two or three stories. And I had done it because one of my attorneys who had asked me to do it as part of the litigation, and then some of my colleagues had asked me if they could listen to it. It got a camp following on the internet, and we finally had made so many copies we had to put it up on the internet. It's called the Chem Tapes, and you can find it if you do a search on the website. And people found it absolutely fascinating because it was before there was real sort of it was easy to understand the extent of the corruption going inside. Anyway, and I was later told, and I believe it's true, that in fact what had happened was two efforts had been made to frame us at Hamilton, and then they'd done complete investigations, Hamilton being my company in Washington. They had done serious investigations. They couldn't find anything. So they figured, okay, let's get her complete recollections of the Bush administration. We control the executive branch, and you will frame her on something she did in the Bush administration. So I made the tapes, and then, of course, it turned out I was squeaky clean. But, in fact, it turned out many of my colleagues weren't. And the tapes really hurt and embarrassed a number of very important politicians. And I, to this day, I've been told it flatlined the rest of their careers. And I would never have done it if the attorneys hadn't asked, because when you work in the administration, you're just, you know, you keep the inside baseball to yourself. But I think the bad guys caused me to make the tapes. As a result, the tapes ended up on the internet and ended up hurting a lot of people. I don't think that was ever the implication, but the idea being, you know, they're looking for a way to frame me or embarrass me. As soon as that failed and the litigation went through another couple of steps and things got very, very dug in, because clearly I was clean as a whistle, but I was forcing them to come to court. I wouldn't settle. Things got very violent. Things got very violent. They kept postponing coming to the court. That's when the Scientologists showed up trying to get me to do an audit process. So I figure, okay, they couldn't get me on Hamilton. They couldn't get me on Bush. So maybe we'll go back and get every juicy memory from childhood. Because clearly, if you do look at the videotape, and I believe this, there were examples of senior executives going through and listening to the audit files of different people who've been put through the audit process to try and get information that would help build their relationship with them. And I do believe that part of the tape is true, not just because of the documentary, but other things I've seen and heard. Anyway, why do I bring this up? Not to throw stones at the Scientologists, but rather to tell you that when you share this kind of information with anyone, whether it's a confessional booth, whether it's a psychiatrist's office, what you have to understand in a world of smartphones and the technology that we're dealing with, you know, that goes through the computers, that goes through the TVs, that goes through the phone, you are giving people control files. So you need to think very, very carefully in a world of zero privacy who you're sharing this information with. And, you know, I believe the confessional booth was the basis of the greatest control file system in the history of the world until the telcos got the cell phone network. And that's part of how the, you know, a whole bunch of networks are sort of jumping the curve on the Catholic Church, and the Catholic Church is having to fight back in to get into the game. So please understand, if you do a search at Solari, you'll see a little commentary I did on control files. I've talked about it. We've done a couple of interviews where we talked about control files. But please make sure that you are not building your control files and giving it to somebody else to use to control you. So please, please, please be careful with everybody. One other thing I do want to mention, one of my other contacts with the Scientologists is I worked a lot with Kelly O'Meara when she was writing for Insight magazine. And she worked with a group that the Scientologists had funded who did tremendous work lobbying to try and protect children from drugging. And the Scientologists have really done yeoman effort on that front. It was one of the reasons I very much took them seriously, because I was so impressed with what they were doing nationwide to try and protect kids from drugging. And the different Scientologists I had met had some great educational material on why the bankers wanted kids drugged, and I agreed 100% with what they said. Anyway, so much for the Scientologists.